pressure. Putting. The mental game of the last 6 feet. You need this putt. 5 feet. Slight left to right break. A four at the par four would win the hole and the match. You have made this putt in practice 100 times. You read it. Set the face. And twitch. The ball skirts the edge. You miss a putt you would make in your sleep. It was not your stroke. It was the 5 feet of grass in front of the ball. Putting accounts for 43% of strokes in an average amateur round, and the conversion rate from inside 6 feet collapses under competitive pressure in ways that have nothing to do with mechanics. The gap between your practice green and your tournament green is not a skill gap. It is a science problem, and the science has been understood for more than 30 years. Why short putts are the most anxiety-prone shot in golf? There is a paradox at the heart of pressure putting. The shorter the putt, the more it counts. And the more it counts, the worse many golfers perform. A 25-foot lag involves no expectation of a make. A 5-foot putt for par involves near total expectation. Expectation triggers evaluation. Evaluation triggers self-monitoring. And self-monitoring is the single most reliable way to disrupt a skill that runs better automatically. The quiet eye. What tour players see that you don't. Joan Vickers' quiet eye research is among the most replicated findings in sports science. The quiet eye is the final fixation or tracking gaze on a target before a movement is executed. In putting, it is the duration and stability of the gaze on a specific point on the ball, in the moments before and through the stroke. Skilled putters hold their gaze longer. High handicap golfers average 1.0 to 1.5 seconds of quiet eye on the ball. Scratch-level golfers average 2.5 to 3.0 seconds. Pressure shortens the quiet eye of underprepared performers, and quiet eye training reverses this. Vine, Moore, and Wilson randomized elite golfers to a quiet eye training group, or a technical control group. The control group showed significantly shorter quiet eye durations under pressure, and made significantly fewer putts. The quiet eye training group maintained their fixation durations, and their accuracy held. Vine, Moore, and Wilson, 2011. Frontiers in Psychology. Why Expert Putters Choke on Short Ones. The reinvestment account offers the most robust explanation. When pressure spikes, skilled golfers activate the explicit declarative knowledge accumulated while learning to putt. Keep the face square. Do not lift the head. Accelerate through the ball. The conscious mind grabs the wheel of a motor program that runs better without supervision. Rich Masters demonstrated this in a foundational study. Subjects who learned putting with explicit rules broke down under pressure. Subjects who learned implicitly held up. Masters, 1992, British Journal of Psychology. Baylock and Carr extended the account. Expert putters forced to attend to their mechanics performed worse under pressure, while novices were unaffected. Baylock and Carr, 2001, Journal of Experimental Psychology, General. Gucciardi and Dimmock tested which kind of self-talk protects skilled putters under pressure. Golfers using explicit technical cues got worse. Golfers using a single feel-based cue word, such as smooth or easy, did not. Gucciardi and Dimmock, 2008, Psychology of Sport and Exercise. The yips, the extreme end of the spectrum. The yips are not a different problem from pressure putting. They are the same problem at full amplitude. Smith and colleagues classified the yips on a continuum between focal dystonia and performance anxiety, with most affected golfers falling in the psychogenic dominant region. Smith et al., 2003, Sports Medicine. The yips reveal what the normal reinvestment mechanism looks like at full volume. The pressure putting protocol. This is a 5-component protocol. Each component targets a specific mechanism. Run them in order on every putt in a competitive round. Component 1. Pick a single specific fixation point. Quiet eye setup. Before you begin the stroke, pick a single specific point on the ball. Not the ball. A dimple. A logo letter. The back edge of the seam. Your gaze anchor is this point. not the hole. Once you have located it, do not look at the hole again until the ball is rolling. Component 2. One feel-based cue word, not technical instructions. Pick a single word that describes the feel of a good putting stroke for you. Smooth. Tempo. Roll. Trust. This word accompanies you into address position. It is the only internal speech permitted during the stroke. The Gucciardi and Dimmock data is unambiguous. A single feel-based cue word produces better stroke quality under pressure than three explicit technical cues. Component 3. Stable routine timing. Your pre-putt routine should take roughly the same number of seconds on a 3-footer as on a 30-footer. Time your pre-putt routine across 20 practice putts and record the average. Any routine in a round running more than 3 seconds over or under baseline is a signal to step off and restart. Ruprecht, Tran, and Gropel, 2021. Component 4. Through stroke to a secondary target. Choose a specific mark on the green 8 to 12 inches past the ball, directly on your intended start line. Stroke through the ball to that mark. This drives acceleration through impact rather than deceleration at the ball, which is the most common mechanical error under pressure. Component 5. A post-miss reset, not a post-miss diagnosis. The most common pressure putting error is not the jab on the 5-footer. It is the slow cognitive burn across the next 3 holes after the miss. The protocol for a missed putt. One slow exhale, a forward-looking statement said silently. Next ball, same routine, and physical distance from the hole. 3 common mistakes that quietly destroy putting. Watching the hole during the stroke. One look to confirm the line, then return to the ball and hold through impact. Interpreting arousal as malfunction. Heart rate and tight forearms over a short putt are not signals that something is wrong. They are the autonomic signature of a shot that counts. Speeding up to end the uncertainty. A rushed stroke produces more variable face control. Slowing your tempo by 10 to 15% is what the timing research supports. The pressure putting audit. Session 1, diagnosis. Hit 20 putts from 5 feet with no routine. Then 20 putts from the same distance with the full 5-component protocol and a timer. If the protocol putts are materially better, your miss rate in rounds is primarily a routine problem, not a stroke problem. Session 2, pressure simulation. Set a consequence for misses. 1 push-up per miss. Hit 10 putts from 5 feet, then 10 from 8 feet. Run the full protocol on every putt with no exceptions. On-course audit. For 1 full round, note each putt inside 10 feet, and mark R, ran the full protocol, P, partial, or N, no routine. Your on-course R rate explains more of your short putt miss rate than your stroke mechanics do. Build the putt that holds. The last 6 feet of a hole is one of the most compressed performance environments in sport. The margin for error is small, the cognitive load is high, and the explicit knowledge accumulated over years of putting instruction is exactly the knowledge that causes the stroke to break down under pressure. That is not a solvable stroke problem. It is a solvable attention problem. If you want a guided way to build the protocol, run the pressure simulations and track your on-course R rate round by round. The MindSport app gives you the audit tools and the pressure drills in one place. The stroke is fine. Train the attention. Me citations. Vine, S.J., Moore, L.J., and Wilson, M.R., 2011. Quiet Eye. Training facilitates competitive putting performance in elite golfers. Frontiers in Psychology, No. 8, and Link. Baylock, S.L., and Carr, T. in the H., 2001. On the Fragility of Skilled Performance, a Journal of Experimental Psychology, General, 134, 701, 725. Link. Masters RSW, 1992. Knowledge, Nerves, and Know-How, British Journal of Psychology, 83 SAR 3, 343-3558. Link, Gucciardi, D.F., and Dimmock, J.O.A., 2008. Choking Under Pressure and Sensorimotor Skills, Psychology of Sport and Exercise, 9-1, 45-59. Link, Mullen, R., Hardy, L. Lutz, and Tattersall, A., 2005. The Effects of Anxiety on Motor Performance, Journal of Sport and Exercise Psychology, 27-2, 212, 225. Link. Smith, A. M. et al., 2003. A Multidisciplinary Study of the Yips Phenomenon in Golf, Sports Medicine, 33-1, 1331. And link. Ruprecht, A. G. O. Tran, U. S. and Gropel, P. 2021. In the Effectiveness of Pre-Performance Routines in Sports, a Meta-Analysis. Link.